All right, Kristen. I wanted to just read a couple of things that I didn't get to read this afternoon. These are some quotes from our acharyas about the glories of Sankirtan. So I got partway through. I tried to, actually the point it was coming to is that Sankirtan is, as we all know, the Yuga Dharma. It's actually the essence of everything that we're doing is contained in Nama Sankirtan. But what I tried to explain this morning was that our mindset, our faith, our sadhana, our association, how we cultivate these things are important, very, 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 very important in the results that we get from Nam Sankirtan. Where are we? So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says in this connection, O living entities, simply engage yourselves in Krishna consciousness. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To make us wholly devoted to Krishna's name, Sri Gauranga Dev, the combined form of Sri Radha Govinda, came to the world. But if we disregard his teachings and show no interest in Sri Nam Seva, we will never attain auspiciousness. Sri Nama Sankirtan is the best sadhana. So this chanting that we do together, so because sometimes we think, okay, study the scripture, that's important. Chant japa, that's important. We get together and sing, oh, that's entertainment. It's not so important, right? The tendency. Or, yeah, like that. It's just something we do for fun. Or when we don't have anything else to say, well, we're Hare Krishna, so we have kirtan, because, you know, that's what we do. But it's not really very important. So that tendency is there. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is one of the greatest scholars that ever walked the face of the earth, he says that Srinam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. And he furthermore says, if other sadhanas help us in Krishna Sankirtan, they then deserve to be called sadhana. Otherwise, they are simply impediments to sadhana. In other words, if we're doing so many quote-unquote spiritual activities, but that doesn't actually help us develop an attraction to chant the holy name in the association of devotees, then that's not really sadhana. That's not really helping us. What he's saying here is that is actually the goal. It's stated many places in Prabhupada's books that an advanced devotee takes pleasure in chanting the holy name in the company of devotees. So he's saying that here. And it's sadhana. So what does sadhana mean? Sadhana means that which produces sadhya. Right? Sadhana produces sadhya. Sadhya is Krishna Prema. Our result, our goal is to achieve Krishna Prema. The first installment is, as we've heard so nicely explained, Chaito Dharpana Marjana, to cleanse the heart. We can't expect, people talk about love, 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 but they're not willing to clean their heart. So there is no such thing. First of all, the cleansing has to take place. And then the pure heart, Shreya Kayarava Chandrika Vitaranam, then devotion awakens. So the best way, the central point of doing that, of awakening our love, of cleansing our heart, is the Sankirtan, chanting together, just like we're doing, sitting together and chanting Hare Krishna. So this is a statement of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and we'll read other similar things in a minute. So therefore, he says, if other sadhanas help us in Krishna Sankirtan, they then deserve to be called sadhana. Otherwise, they are simply impediments to sadhana. Sri Krishna Sankirtan is the emperor of sadhanas. It is the only infallible sadhana capable of bringing us to siddhi. Amazing. This Sankirtan is the only infallible sadhana capable of bringing us to siddhi. Shriman Mahaprabhu did not speak of teaching Archana, but in Shikshastaka he taught Nambhajan. Although in Kali Yuga other limbs of bhakti should be performed, they should be accompanied by bhakti denoted by kirtan. So he's not saying that we don't do deity worship, we don't do other things. But as Rupa Goswami, all of the Goswamis, they stated this also, the essence of all of our service is this kirtan. One time when Srila Prabhupada had the deities installed in Vrindavan, at Krishna Balaram Mandir, he had a big sacrifice, all the Brahmins were invited. But he said the actual installation of these deities was our kirtan. That was what actually installed the deities. It wasn't all the rituals and so on. So, although in Kali Yuga other limbs of bhakti should be performed, they should be accompanied by bhakti denoted by kirtan. Krishna and Krishna Nam are not two entities. Krishna is his holy name. And the holy name is Krishna. Krishna Nam is the son of Nanda Shamasundar. Our only devotional service and duty is Sri Krishna's Nam Sankirtan. This is what he's saying here. Our only devotional service and duty is Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This understanding is auspicious. So this is also confirmed. I just wanted to read a couple of verses, and we'll have a little kirtan, hopefully prepare us to chant nicely 64 rounds tomorrow. This is from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Perhaps some of you have heard these verses. In this section, Gop Kumar is with these particular devotees that are very attracted to the process of meditation, and he's not sure what to do. So at that time, the Vaikuntha Dutas come to him, and with like thousands of mouths, they just begin to glorify Sankirtan as the best process, better than meditation, better than anything else. So I'd like you to please hear these beautiful verses that will increase our faith in this process. So they say, Param Srimat Padam Bhoja Sadasanga Japekshaya Nama Sankirtana Prayam Vishuddham Bhaktim Achara. Simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nama Sankirtan, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. So again, this is there. He says that one should perform Sankirtan, but not just dully, not just chanting. One devotee, this was years ago, he used to say, there's nothing to it but to do it. Sounds nice, but there is something. It matters what our understanding. It matters what our understanding is. So here also it says, sadasangat yapekshaya, that one should chant in this, again, as Mahaprabhu taught, in this mood of longing, that I want the association, apekshaya, with the hope, the desire, the hope of gaining the Lord's lotus feet. Param Srimat Padam Bhoja, the eternal association of the Lord's divine lotus feet. This is our hope when we're chanting. So they'll say more about this. Namasankirtanam proktam krishnasya prema sampadi balishtam saranam shrestam paramakarsha mantravat. So you notice this line here. Balishtam saranam shrestam. Saranam shrestam. So again, this Namasankirtan is Sadhana Shrestham, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. It is the best sadhana. The Sankirtan of Krishna's names is praised as the best and most powerful means to attain the treasure of Krishna Prema. One more time. The Sankirtan of Krishna's names is praised as the best and most powerful means to attain the treasure of Krishna Prema. It is like a potent mantra that can attract precious objects from a distant place. Where did we go? Sorry. Tadeva manyate bhakte palam tad rasikar janai bhagavat prema sampato sadaivya vicharata. Because Nam Sankirtan invariably leads to the treasure of pure love for the Lord, true connoisseurs of devotional service consider Nam Sankirtan the very fruit of bhakti. So he's saying here that this Nam Sankirtan invariably leads to pure devotional service, so much so that it's considered the fruit of bhakti itself. Just to be able to chant, just the fact that we can get together and chant Hare Krishna is the fruit of bhakti. Or as Srila Prabhupada was once asked, somebody asked him, what will you get from this chanting? And Prabhupada said, more chanting. So, but that, you know, we're chanting now, and we will be chanting then, but they're the same and yet different, much deeper. Sa lakshanam prema barasya krishne kaschid rasa janaruta kachite tat premno bare naiva nijeshtanama sankirtanam hi sam Spurati, Spuratya. According to some knowers of rasa, the real sign of a person full of prema is this. As he performs sankirtan of the name, he worships, the full force of spiritual agony erupts in him by the weight of his own love. So this is these symptoms of love gradually awaken by this process. Like the distressed crying of the Chatuka birds on a cloudless day of the rainy season, or the lamenting of a flock of Chakravaki birds when parted from their husbands at night, the Sankirtan of the Lord's names arises when one is burdened by too much pain. So I'll read this commentary. Namasankirtan, in fact, appears only when prema has been enhanced in a special way. Prema enriched with transcendental hankering results in sankirtan. To help us understand the Vaikuntha Dutas mentioned by way of analogy, the Chatuka and Chakravarti birds, the plaintive call of the Chatukas sound like Priya, Priya, my dear one, my dear one, resounds on cloudless days of the rainy season. And the lament, so the Chakravaki birds, Chatukas, they're also called, Chatuka birds, they only drink water from the cloud. They can't drink water from a lake or a from a river or anywhere else. They only get water from the cloud. So if the cloud doesn't give water, they can simply call out, but they just wait. So we can imagine how intense their longing is. So this is the statement that when this kind of longing arises within us by the process of bhakti, then chanting in that state, that is actually sankirtan. The true way of doing Bhagavan Nam Sankirtan is to call out to one's beloved Lord in agony, expressing one's feelings in various sweet songs to attract him. As the philosophical maxim states, Siddhasya Lakshanam Yat Sat, Sadhanam Lakshasya Tat. The practitioner and the means of practice should be in accord with their goal. So these are lofty states, but again, the idea that we've been speaking about is to chant with a goal in mind. We're approaching Krishna. This is our purpose in chanting. In the last verse, the wonderful variegated sweetness of Sankirtan emerges only by the mercy shown in various wonderful ways by the Lord. The wonderful ocean of variegated rasas of pastimes. This sweetness can never truly be achieved by one's own endeavor. As Mother Jamuna said, wonderful kirtan comes about by the mercy of the name itself. It's not by our power. We can try to chant, we can try with all sincerity to sing the name of the Lord. But ultimately it's up to the Lord to manifest himself to us. So therefore in humility the devotee calls out, calls on the name of Krishna. So this is true both for Sankirtan, of course, Japa. And this one thing I wanted to point out was that this association that we have of devotees who are, out of all the people on this planet, how many people are even thinking about these kinds of things that we're thinking about? By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we're not coming together for a party, we're not coming for entertainment. We're not so many things that we could be coming together for, but we're coming together to cleanse our hearts and develop love for Krishna. So Sankirtan, chanting together, is very powerful in such association. We've had this experience. I mean, we have the experience of different kinds of kirtan, right? We've all been hearing kirtan. It's not all one, right? Last year, I guess it was a year ago, I was invited to do kirtan at a Mayavad yoga ashram with all these people that wanted to become one with God. And we did our best. But it wasn't like chanting at the end of a 64-round day with devotees who are just pouring out their hearts to, try to become pure, to try to take another step closer to Krishna. Chanting in that association is completely different. So this association and chanting with this kind of understanding is so precious, so valuable. And just wanted to thank you. Thank you for your association. Sincerely thank you for your association. And so we'll sing a little bit, and we wish you all the best in your 64-round day.